As we commemorate the birth of Jesus Christ 2 millennia ago, we offer our testimony of the reality of His matchless life and the infinite virtue of His great atoning sacrifice. His gospel was a message of peace and goodwill. He entreated all to follow His example. He walked the roads of Palestine, healing the sick, causing the blind to see, and raising. And sentenced to die on Calvary's cross, He gave His life of all mankind. All who would ever live upon the earth, we solemnly testify that His life, which is central to all human history, neither began in Bethlehem nor concluded on Calvary. He was the firstborn of the Father, the only begotten Son in the
He rose from the grave to become Of the living Christ, the prophet Joseph wrote, "His eyes were as a flame of fire. The hair of his head was white like the pure snow. His countenance shone above the brightness of the sun, and his voice was as the sound of the rushing of great waters, even the voice of Jehovah, saying, of him the prophet also declared, "And now after the many testimonies which have been given of him, this is the testimony last of all which we give of him, that he lives. For we saw him, even on the right hand of God, and we heard the voice bearing record, that he is the only begotten of the Father, that by him and through him and of him the worlds are and were created, and the inhabitants thereof are begotten sons and daughters unto God."
Is he fair in words, so solemn is he, that his priesthood and his church have been restored upon the earth.
We testify that he will someday return to the earth, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together.